This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Leah and I became close friends about 10 years ago because we are both involved in the same online communities and are connected on a personal level via instant messages. She lives in a different city, but we've met even in person several times. Since our friendship started, we have exchanged gifts for Christmas and birthdays. I'm an avid knitter and love making things for her, and she sends me thoughtful, clever, yarn-related presents. I treasure her gifts, especially since the only other presents I ever get are from my family. Over the past few years, we have drifted apart, just because life moves on. Now, we mostly keep an occasional contact via Twitter and Facebook. Because of this, the gift exchange has begun to feel a bit awkward. Last Christmas, I didn't send her anything, and I assumed she was on the same page, until she sent me some gorgeous yarn. My birthday is coming up next week. I suspect she'll send me something, but I don't know for certain. How can I tell Leah that her now distant friendship is quite enough, and that a present is unnecessary? Without sounding like I was expecting something anyway. Yours, but without gifts, Maggie.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on having a good, successful online friendship that then transferred. It's nice. You can really form some really wonderful friendships this way. But you're right that sometimes they also fade as time goes on. This isn't someone that's in your city, that's in your neighborhood, that's easy to connect with in person that often. And those relationships do tend to fade a little bit over time. I think you just accept the gifts for right now. It's okay that you're not sending ones to her. You might send a card or something instead. That could be a way to kind of downgrade from a gift, but to still be reaching out. One of the things Dan and I talk about a lot when it comes to gifts is that gifts don't have to be reciprocal. That sometimes, especially in friendships that fade, I can name numerous years where friends and I gave gifts to each other and then didn't for years after that. And it was okay. Or vice versa, hadn't given gifts, and then all of a sudden someone has a little more in their budget and they want to spend some money on their friends. And it's okay for gift giving to kind of ebb and flow throughout friendships.
And it's totally natural that you might at some point see something. Oh, there's a bin of yarn discounted at a local crafting store, and it makes you think of an old friend who you knew loved knitting, and it's the perfect gift, and it falls into your hand, or you remember them for a certain reason. And that might be one of those examples where you're just inspired to give a gift, and someone might be inspired to give a gift to you. And like Lizzie says, there's no expectation of reciprocity. It's just that this moment occurred, and I was really thinking of you, and I wanted you to know that I was thinking of you. I love the card idea also. You mentioned in your question that you knitted her things in the past. That's a very involved gift. And you could just lower the stakes and still acknowledge that friendship, but you don't necessarily need to spend all the time crafting something original for every Christmas or birthday.
And I keep trying to think of the normal things that people will say, like, oh, you didn't have to, or you shouldn't have, or please don't think you have to send something. But all of those wound up devaluing the nice gesture. And at the end of the day, what you want to say is, thank you for the yarn. That was so nice of you. And, you know, it doesn't have to be this big exchange that always happens.
I am reminded that some people are just awesome.
Yes.
And there are people that are going to take care of you and that are going to be special friends. And I can think of people in my life that always seem to nail it. They always get the birthday cards out and they always remember that anniversary or that retirement moment, whatever it is. They know how to honor and respect friendships. And I treasure those people. I think they're amazing. I think they're awesome. I aspire to be as much like them as possible. But we also can't worry if we don't hit that mark every time. Maggie, we hope that helps and that you're able to continue to enjoy this friendship for years to come.
This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is produced by Infinite Guest.